Here's a look at First News. It's fair, it's accurate, you get the damn truth. Rescue workers are braving the cold to try to save people still trapped under collapsed buildings in western Japan. More soldiers have been ordered in to bolster the rescue operations, providing those in need with drinking water, setting up facilities. After that magnitude 7.6 quake hit Ishikawa and nearby regions on Monday. So far, 84 dead. Possible snow expected to move into the area, so officials are moving quickly to get through that window. Experts said the first 72 hours are crucial if you are going to find survivors. Dozens of previously sealed courtroom documents related to Jeffrey Epstein were made public Wednesday. The court is releasing more details of a years-old lawsuit connected to him. They're likely to disappoint a lot of folks. Plan to release these documents prompted rumors of a list of clients or co-conspirators. In fact, the judge who made the call wrote in December that she's ordering the records released because much of the information within them is already public anyway. The first 40 documents of an expected 250 of them ordered unsealed largely will mention figures whose names that we already know, names that the AP is not listing in their article, though. You know, different names that we all knew, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and others. Still, we'll see what happens. Lawsuits, all kind of lawsuits about abuse and so forth came from what happened on that island. They prosecuted his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, for helping recruit underage victims for sex on his island. She was convicted in 21. She's serving a 10-year or 20-year prison sentence because of it. Winter weather system moving through the U.S. expected to wallop the East Coast this weekend. If you're traveling, keep that in mind. A lot of planes originate out of there. Forecasters said it's too early to say which areas will get snow and how much. A Pacific system is moving through the western and southern states and then will move up the East Coast this weekend. National Weather Service in New York City this week said 2023 could go down as the city's least snowiest year. So far, they've only had 2.5 inches of snow measured in Central Park for the year. This one, though, could impact places like Boston, Philly, Washington, D.C., New York, and others as their first major snow. Temperatures have fallen below 40 below in the Nordic region for a second day in a row. Cold and snow, gale force winds. Stark contrast to what we heard last year about all these hot temperatures and mild weather that's just changing the planet and the climate. No. Au contraire. Some of the coldest weather of the year now hitting places all around the world. The wave of cold air from Siberia and the Arctic region is also swept down over western Russia. Temperatures in Moscow, 30 below zero, well below their average temperature for this time of year. South Korea's intelligence service said they believe that the young daughter of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be the likely heir apparent. The National Intelligence Service assessment, first of its kind, for the preteen, reportedly is age 10. They cited an analysis of all of her public activities, state protocols that have been provided to her already at age 10. The service is still considering all possibilities regarding the North's power succession because Kim is still young, has no major health issues. He has one other child. Kim Jong-un turns 40 on Monday. Our new U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and 60 other congressional members decided to go down to the Mexican border and see what was going on, and it was melee. Johnson is expressing doubts that whatever they support will be able to get this under control quickly, suggesting they could use a looming government funding deadline to put pressure on Democrats who want open borders, want those new voters just charging into the country. Cities have been overwhelmed. They can't take it. Where do we house them? Where do we put them? Joe Biden and his staff told America they're doing a better job on the border now than anyone prior to him. Senate negotiators in Washington are plunging away, trying to get a bipartisan deal. Johnson said he's holding firmly to some policies of the bill, that it has to come with border control before they fund anything. 10,000 people a day, 300,000 people came across in December, 8 million people have come across since he's taken office, who eviscerated all of the old policies the very first day that he was elected president by executive order. That pilot who was accused of threatening to shoot a commercial airline captain who wanted to divert a flight to get medical attention for a passenger will make his first federal court appearance. Former Delta Airlines pilot Jonathan Dunn was indicted, scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. Today in Salt Lake City, charged with interfering with a flight crew, could face 20 years in prison. The captain had proposed diverting to Colorado if the passenger's condition worsened. Prosecutors said Dunn objected and threatened multiple times he'd shoot the captain if he diverted the plane. Delta Airlines said Dunn no longer works for the airline.
Good.
A Nevada judge was attacked in court by a defendant, vaulted the bench, and sparked a bloody brawl with court officials and attorneys as he was about to be sentenced to prison on a felony battery case. The scene was captured by courtroom video in Las Vegas. Court officials said the judge had some injuries but was not hospitalized. A courtroom marshal was hospitalized, treatment of a gash on his forehead and a dislocated shoulder. 30-year-old defendant was punched and wrestled to the floor and arrested. New felony charges of more battery charges. Defense attorney did not respond. Well, hell no. Even the Stone defense attorney said, this is going to be a tough one. They got video. We were all there. We saw it. It's going to be a tough one.
You're going to need a better lawyer than I am.
Oh, my gosh. Forest rangers rescued an upstate New York hiker who survived a wet, wintry night trapped above a cliff in the Adirondacks Mountains. Hope Lloyd was solo hiking the day after Christmas. She slipped hundreds of feet. The 46-year-old was sliding straight towards a cliff but was stopped by a small spruce tree. Said she was extremely grateful to escape with only cuts and bruises. I just want to hug everybody. Rangers reached her at 1:30 in the morning, 8 hours after her fall. They gave her warm food, dry clothes, and helped her back to the trailhead. Prosecutors in Kansas have dismissed 3 felony charges related to accusations that Jackson Mahomes, who is the brother of Kansas City Chief quarterback Patrick Mahomes, grabbed a woman by the neck, kissed her against her will. Johnson County Assistant Attorney said they filed a motion to dismiss all 3 of aggravated sexual battery charges against Jackson Mahomes, who appeared in court Wednesday. There was a 4th charge, a misdemeanor battery charge, that still remains. Pleaded not guilty to that. Accused of shoving a waiter at a suburban Kansas City restaurant last February, grabbing the restaurant owner then by the throat, forcibly kissing her 3 different times. So look at all the stuff we got here. Grabbed a woman by the neck, kissed her against her will. We know the restaurant. We know what day he did it. He shoved a waiter. We have the waiter in the Kansas City restaurant. We have the restaurant. Grabbed the owner by the throat. Heard him forcibly kiss the woman not once, twice, 3 times, a lady without consent. And all of that was dropped. What? Not enough evidence?
Mm-hmm.
What? What more do you need?
Or got enough money coming in from his brother.
Kansas City quarterback. Scientists on the medical front have found a way to help Alzheimer's drugs seep inside the brain faster using sound waves to jiggle a temporary opening in its protective shield. Some new drugs modestly slow Alzheimer's worsening by attacking brain-clogging amyloid plaque with doses every few weeks for well over a year. In this experiment, West Virginia University researchers added the ultrasound tool to 3 patients' drug doses for 6 months. In spots in the brain where that shield was opened, more of the plaque that causes it was cleared. The findings were published Wednesday in New England's Journal of Medicine. We're getting close. Federal Reserve policymakers concluded last month that inflationary pressures were easing. The job market was cooling. In response, officials chose to leave that key interest rate unchanged for the third time. According to the minutes from the meeting, Fed officials indicated in their own interest rate forecast that a lower benchmark rate might be appropriate by the end of 2024. American consumers bought 15.6 million new vehicles last year. The numbers indicate car buyers were undeterred by the high prices and rising interest rates. Auto worker strikes didn't affect much. The tally is 12% more than in 22, the biggest increase in more than a decade. Yet sales still have not returned to where we were, though, before the pandemic. That year, the last year of the Trump administration, 17 million cars were sold that year. So we're getting back to close to average. Average auto sale prices, though, were up in December of 22 to $43,300 on average. Data from J.D. Power showed the average prices in December were actually down from where they were the month before. But keep in mind, the average is $47,300. You want a heater with that?
Uh-huh.
Or you want a special fancy edition? Going to cost you a whole lot more. Shares opened higher in Europe today after a lackluster trading session in Asia, as Wall Street starts out 2024 lower. The S&P lost 0.8%. The Dow fell 0.8%. NASDAQ was off 1.2%. Tesla had a bad day yesterday. Oil was $72 a barrel. Been bouncing back and forth around that $70 range. But that price yesterday was actually up $2.32 a barrel. Wholesale gasoline prices for February delivery were up 7 cents a gallon. Gold fell $30 an ounce, $2,040 an ounce, for those of you that may have a gold watch with 17 jewels in it. Some of the other stocks yesterday, Xerox was down $2.19. You don't hear much about Xerox anymore.
No.
Xerox was big in copy machine makers. They're reorganizing their leadership structure, and Xerox is planning on cutting 15% of their workforce. And there is a Thai restaurant in Fresno, California that's now finally back in operation after being wrongfully accused of abusing a dog and turning it into meat. It may be astonishing to some that the claim, rooted in racist stereotypes, took down a restaurant 3 years after the Stop Asian Hate campaign became a rallying cry. Many Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders put out such damaged rumors. Dog eating is one of several archaic cliches related to Asian food. After a pandemic further fueled Asian hostilities, communities themselves have tried to take control. What do you mean? Mark,
I know.
They eat it in China.
Right.
Places like that. You get it in the open market over there. God, they don't waste a thing over there. They eat everything. And so it's not, it may be not associated with our culture over here. Why people over here don't eat dog? There's too many cats to eat, right, Wilson? You always tell me. But I'm just kidding. But anyway, they're finally back up and running out there, and we told you about it earlier. Starting this month, new personal computers that run Microsoft's Windows operating system will now have a special Copilot key that launches their AI chatbot. Getting third-party computer manufacturers to add an AI button to laptops is the latest move by Microsoft to capitalize on their partnership with ChatGPT maker OpenAI and make itself a gateway for applications of generative AI technology. Although most people now connect to the internet and AI applications by phone rather than computer, it's the kickoff of what is expected to be an intensely competitive year as tech companies race to outdo each other in AI applications. So just think what that's going to do for education and cheating and things like that when you take your phones into the classrooms and all of that kind of stuff. It's just...
Well, and I've talked to people here about getting that that app. Hey, give me 250 words on potholes.
Yeah. You know? And it'll just write it.
Right.
Yeah. Wilson's looked into that. But I don't know. You come up with some good stuff. I mean, salt and pepper shakers and, you know, things that are slippery besides banana peels. That's coming up this afternoon. You want to watch out for that one. That's going to be a good one.
I've been saving it for a good time. In sports from the NFL, this is why I do not miss fantasy football. This week, a lot of guys are getting sat because they don't want them to get hurt before the playoffs. San Francisco not starting their quarterback, also not starting their running back. Cleveland not starting Joe Flacco. And in New York, this is never good. Quarterback Zach Wilson, third season with the Jets, his second overall pick 3 years ago. And somebody asked the coach the other day what his place was with the Jets. Well, he's going to have a hell of a career. I know that. Is he going to be here? He's going to have a hell of a career. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. So.
Yeah, you know, just think of that. You pay money for these leagues and stuff, and then you get to the final game.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson sitting, Purdy from San Francisco sitting, even Pittsburgh sitting there. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a wreck.
Yeah.
What they'll have to do in fantasy football eventually is just shorten the season and have, like, the 14th week be the Super Bowl week.
Well, you know, they just elongated the season, so there's another game now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you still get your bye week, but now there's a week 18.
Mm-hmm. 42 today, partly sunny. 40 degrees then on Friday, 39 Saturday. Next week, we start a cooling trend. And cooling to the point where by the 10th or so of January, we're going to start getting below zero temperatures for a while. So still a ways away, but they're pretty confident we're going to get some cold air here. Downtown now, it's 21 at 6:43. And that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Game day today. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.